Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 11 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind. And today I want to talk about one of the fundamentals. And I'll start with some secular red letter scripture. Internet Genesis, which was written between 1961 and 1974. Chapter 1, verse 1 of Internet Genesis goes like this. On the first day, the genius cluster said, "Let there be a network of networks." And they saw that it was good, and they named it the Internet. Verse 2. On the second day, the cluster said, "Let there be structure." And so it was that the three building blocks, now known as the World Wide Web, were formed and mounted on the Internet. These three are a special computer language that makes handy websites possible, direct messaging, and email. Verse 3. On the third day, seeing that their creations were good, the cluster rested. For many generations, about two, the Internet and the WWW flourished with few changes, until one day a heretic said, "Let's connect on Twitter." That's the request I received one day from a manager of a corporate customer I once supported as a vendor. Up to that moment, it never occurred to me that we would use any non-voice digital communication method other than email. Sure, Twitter was on my radar in those days, but I wasn't prepared for it to be this very young professional's day-to-day business communication preference. As far as I was concerned, as created by the cluster, email was just about perfect. What I didn't realize at the time is that I had experienced my first close encounter of the millennial kind. I was my first real Gen Y bump up next to, right? God bless them, the millennials, but in the early days, Twitter was just too cool for Gen Y to resist. And an email, which was 10 years older than Mark Zuckerberg, not so much. Understand that when this request was made, "Let's connect on Twitter," Twitter still didn't know what it wanted to be when it grew up. And millennials had yet to learn that with business communication, productive and proven beats sexy and cool every time. Almost a decade later, email continues to be the workhorse of choice by serious professionals of all industries and disciplines. But in many ways, it's the killer app that never got the disruptive respect it deserves. Look at how it changed how we work. Email disrupted the post office, courier services, FedEx and UPS. I promise you, their profits were cut into by email. Fax machines, what have you seen one of those lately? One working, at least. And, of course, copiers. File clerks went the way of blacksmiths, right? And how much have you saved in the last 20 years on paper, filing with not buying more filing cabinets, which includes floor space, staplers and paper clips? How much in the last 20 years have you saved because of email? Thank you, email. Arguably, email started and won the first battle that created what you've heard us talk about on the show before, the post-advertising disruption. Our friend Kirk Chaffetz, probably 13 years ago, introduced the concept of post-advertising right here on the show. And email fired, in my opinion, they started and won the first battle that created that disruption. And after a decade of heavily funded competition from social media platforms, reaching customers through opt-in email marketing strategies continues to produce that quaint, old-fashioned, dare I say fundamental, ka-ching sound for millions of small businesses. Email marketing continues, with all the other stuff that goes on, email marketing continues to ring the cash registers of millions of small businesses. Not only does email allow them to stay relevant with customers, but they have more control over the relationship than is allowed by the social media business models, the platform business models. None of the cluster who invented email will wake up at WWWHQ tomorrow and make an algorithm adjustment in favor of their bottom line that simultaneously alters, annoys, and runs off your customers and prospects. Again, thank you, email. Thanks to the new crop of geniuses today that we have an embarrassment of riches in communication options, right? We have a lot of different ways, thanks to the new geniuses. So with all the newly minted stuff and people, it's natural that a fundamental like email would come under pressure as it collides with too cool. And yes, I know that the closest thing to an innovation in email is an Outlook upgrade. But email didn't become fundamental through an entitlement program. Email became fundamental because it earned it. It's a versatile workhorse, ubiquitous across platforms, and it just works 99.35% of the time, almost instantaneously. Email just works, and that's what makes it a fundamental. Don't blame the pups for liking shiny objects. In fact, it's their job to show the salt and pepper set how to use the hip stuff when increased productivity is really possible. But one hazard of all the sexy new technology we're blessed with every year is the potential for diminished regard for the non-sexy fundamentals. I'm going to say that again. One hazard of all the sexy new stuff we get every year is the potential for diminishing our regard for the non-sexy fundamentals upon which shoulders the new stuff stands. Broad-shouldered email is essential to business success. It's ubiquitous across platforms, and it just works, essentially, instantaneously. Thank you, Genius Cluster. Like, folks, this is all about fundamentals. I'm going to be talking about fundamentals for a while now. I want to make sure you stay focused on the fundamentals while you're adopting the new stuff. Like cash flow and saying thank you, email achieved fundamental status the old-fashioned way. It earned it. And that's what fundamentals do. They don't become fundamental from some entitlement program. They become fundamental because they can be relied upon and everybody can use it. So let's don't throw the fundamental baby out with a new bathwater, folks. Something to think about. Quick break. 20 after. Right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.